fourth quarter about to begin. What looked very dire has completely turned around. Warsaw was down 21-0 at halftime. That looked like they were going to get run off their own field. It's now 21-14, and Warsaw's got a first down at their own 32-yard line with a chance to go down and tie the game or take the lead. Ball in the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is right. And they're going to run it that way. And they're going to pitch it to Reed. He turns up field 35. He stood up at the 37-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 39-yard line. So give him 7 yards on a first down carry. And the Tigers, remember, we saw this at the state finals last year.
Yep.
Warsaw did their best work outside when they pitched it. And that's happening again tonight.
You're exactly right. It's like we're watching a rerun here. Because Decatur Central did a really good job of stymieing our inside attack.
Yep. Drew Sullivan had a rough day carrying the football. Second down and call it 3. Now the ball is on the far hash mark at the Tiger 39. And whistle sound and flags fly. And what do we got? Somebody from Warsaw move early?
I think so.
Yes. Illegal procedure against the Tigers. So second and 3 becomes second down and 8. That doesn't help.
That's, not ideal.
11:17 left to play. Fourth quarter. Just before 9:30 on a Friday night on Labor Day weekend. Well, it feels almost like the beginning of October. It's a beautiful night. Sweatshirts, hats, all in force here on both sides of the field tonight. At Fisher Field. Second down and 8. Brock under center. Fitzpatrick behind him. And he's going to pitch it back. And Reed's going to get hit and throw it for a loss. Tucker's trying to struggle back to the line of scrimmage. And they're going to give him forward progress to the 33-yard line. It's still going to be a loss of a yard. And it's going to be third down and 9. Warren Central is ready for the outside play on that one.
Looks like they're making a few adjustments of their own here. On those wide pitches.
Josh Owens comes into the game for the Tigers as they take out one of their extra offensive linemen. 10:35 left to play. Again, Warsaw looking to keep this drive alive. They need 9 yards over the next 2 plays to do that. Play clock at 15 as the Tigers come to the line of scrimmage. From the 33, Warsaw down by 7. Brock whistles, flags fly again. Or is there a timeout? Yes. Warsaw takes timeout. We'll take it too. 10:15 left to play in the fourth. Warsaw down 21-14 to Warren Central. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Next week we'll be at Foreman Field as the Tigers open up conference play at Goshen. Airtime 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. Thanks, Steve Scott, for updating the scoreboard. Back at the station. Did I see that? Can you scroll back up for a second? The Valley score.
Yeah, 7-2.
7-2.
It went all 9 innings.
A four-hitter.
Yep.
Valley beat Rochester and keeps the bell. 7-2 was the final. I didn't anticipate that kind of score from that game.
No.
Here it's 21-14. Warren Central with the lead. 10:15 left to play in the game. Third down and 9 coming up for Warsaw from their own 33-yard line. Brock takes the snap. Option left. He's going to keep it. He's going to turn up field. There's nowhere for him to go. He's going to circle back and go back all the way across the grain. He can't get away. Now comes back this way, and he's going to be thrown for a loss. They're going to give him forward progress at the 31-yard line. He lost 2 yards. But he ran about 30.
Yeah. He almost got away.
He did.
Almost.
I think if he'd have kept going to the far sideline, I think that was his best chance.
Yeah. That shows you the athleticism, though.
And Warsaw is sending the punting unit back out. At the beginning of the game, Warsaw's first possession, 3 plays. They tried to punt, and the snap was over Fisher Whitaker's head. Warren's got one guy back with 9:24 left to go. And the snap is perfect this time. And Whitaker will pooch it down the field. It's going to go to the far side. They're going to let it go. And it's going to be a great bounce for Warsaw. To the 40, to the 35, to the 30, inside the 25, and all the way down to the 22-yard line. It didn't look pretty,
nope.
But it works.
Went almost 50 yards.
Yes, it did. Warsaw's first successful punt of the season. And we're in the fourth quarter of play, and with 9:06 left in it, Warren Central takes the ball. And they have the lead. And they're looking for the defining score in this football game.
So really our defense needs to make one more big stop and then turn it over to our offense.
You know, it could set up beautifully that way.
Could.
Where Warsaw could just win the game. They hand off to Thomas, trying to sweep away from a defender. Turns up field to 25, got to the 30. He's got a first down out to the 34-yard line. I'll say this. I don't know who's talking to this kid. He's only a junior. But this kid's going to be playing on Saturday somewhere, and I would think that it's going to be a game that's going to be on TV.
Are you talking about the running back?
Yes, Keon Thomas.
So, I went to his rivals' page, and they listed the top two schools as Purdue and Maryland. So,
oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Those would be big schools to play on TV.
Yeah.
First down and 10, Warriors. 8:40 to go in the game. Quillen's been the quarterback almost every play so far. Thomas to the outside. Jump cuts away from one man, then gets stood up at the 38-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 39, so they give him 5 yards on the carry. Ethan Rivich on the stop with help from many others, Cam Bouse.
Yep.
Imagine, Rivich plays such a great game at quarterback last week after the first three plays were over, and he wasn't a starter on either side of the ball this week. But you know what? He was totally good with it. He's like, I'm fine. I'm going to play. It'll be okay.
Team over self.
Under 8 minutes to go. Second down and 5, Warren. And again, they hand off to Thomas, and he runs right up the middle, and he's got a first down. He bounces off a Tiger. Bounces off another. He's across the 50 and to the Tiger 46-yard line. 16-yard gain for Thomas and another Warren Central first down.
Yeah, I think they're saying, hey, 26, we're going to put the ball in your hands.
Yes.
And you're going to do what you're going to do.
The Tigers that time just tried to run into him.
Yep, that's not going to work.
No, he's 6'2", 210.
You need to wrap him up.
Absolutely. 7:29 left from the Tiger 46. Quillen takes the snap. Thomas running left, being chased, got away from Villa, slips and falls down at the 40-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 38. That's a 7-yard gain for the running back from Warren Central, who last week against Center Grove had 23 carries for 126 yards.
Yeah, that's in essence what they're doing. They're trying to salt the clock away, and they're trying to really put the ball in their best player's hands on offense.
Somebody from the Tigers is going to have to make a play.
Yeah, pop the ball out something.
Second and a long 2. Thomas behind the sophomore Quillen. Play action fake. Quick throw near side. It's caught out here by Tanner. And Michael Tanner's got a first down. Down to the Tiger 29-yard line. So that's a gain of 9 yards and a first down for Warren.
And that was just a slot screen to their slot receiver. Kind of an extension of their running game where they just get the ball out of the quarterback's hands quickly into their slot receiver's hands and just kind of let him move in space.
6:24 left, clock running, fourth quarter. Warren 21, Warsaw 14. They had a 21-0 lead at halftime, and it dominated the game. And then Warsaw has come back with a furious second half. Quillen hands off to Thomas, running to the wide side of the field, got blockers, gets away from Strawn, and then Strawn catches up, but Thomas is still going and runs out of bounds. There's a flag down, however, back at the 22-yard line. And unofficial official Andy Manis says it's holding against the Warriors.
That's coming back.
The discussion is held, and here comes the signal. Holding Warren Central. I think you're like 5 for 5 on those this year.
Those were blatant. Ty Martin just got, in essence, tackled. He got, like, hugged. Let's just call it hugged.
And again, this is where Roger not ever playing football becomes a problem because that's one of those plays when you know the ball's going the other way, you can't ever hold.
Right.
There's no reason for you to hold.
Yep.
They move the ball back to the 33-yard line. So that makes it first and 14 with 6:02 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
And that's a huge penalty.
Well, yeah. I mean, they may still score.
Right.
But they were marching unabated to the end zone at the south end. Quillen takes a perfect snap, drops the throw, quick throw far side, incomplete. Incomplete. Ball might have been tipped at the line of scrimmage. It looked way off target.
It was tipped. I want to say 86 tipped it.
That would be Luis Muñiz Bermudez.
And that's why I called him by number, because I knew you'd want to say that, that name.
I spent, and of course, if you listened to Tiger Talk last week, you heard Luis on there.
I did, yeah.
Sweet kid.
Yes.
Love his just kind of wholesome attitude. Up the middle, Thomas. Up the middle, huge hole. 25, breaks a tackle at the 20. Still going inside the 20, down to the 16-yard line. That's an 18-yard gain for Keon Thomas. And another Snyder first down with 5:49 left to play.
Big run there. Just a kind of an off tackle to the right, and good blocks, and doesn't take many good blocks to get him going.
End of the fourth inning, Cubs 3, Rockies 2.
They need to get back on the winning side here.
For sure. Quillen takes the snap, hands left. Thomas bobbled the ball. He'll fall on it. Back at the 18-yard line. It'll be a loss of 2 in the play for Keon Thomas. That looked through the binoculars like the handoff was really high. And it hit him right in the middle of the chest plate and bounced down in front of him. Unfortunately, no Tiger could get there first. The loss of 2, second down and 12 with 5 minutes left to play in the game. Warren Central, 21. Warsaw, 14.
And he's out of the game.
Yeah.
I think I wonder if he fell on the ball and knocked the wind out of himself, because he's kind of bent over.
Maybe. And now we have whistles and we're going to have timeout. Timeout taken by Warren. 4:47 left to go in the game. The Warriors lead 21-14. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Maness, Scott Smith, Steve Scott back at the radio station. 4:47 to go. An unlikely second half, to say the least. Warsaw was down 21-0, and it looked like this was headed for the mercy rule, and then the Tigers took the opening kickoff down and scored, got a three and out, went back down and scored again. That's 21-14. And now it's second down and 12 for Warren Central from the Tiger 18-yard line. Quillen, the quarterback, takes the snap, hands to Thomas left, gets a block, turns up field to the 15, he's the 10, around the corner and into the end zone for the touchdown. Keon Thomas with his third touchdown of the game, and with 4:40 to go, it's a 13-point Warrior lead.
And that's kind of the same type of blocking scheme that we saw in the first half, just man on man, hat on hat, the Tiger defender is unable to get off blocks, and that was a relatively easy time in the end zone for Thomas.
Once he got past the first guy.
Yeah.
Right? Once he got past the first guy, it was
nothing
pretty
but
smooth sailing.
Nothing but green grass,
yes, sir.
Or green turf.
Ellery now to make it a 14-point lead. Snap, spot, kick is away, and it's good. 4:40 to go, 28-14. Warren Central with the lead. We're back after this message on News Now Warsaw. Don't forget, after the game, final scoring, final stats, the drive of the game, play of the game, all still to come. And then Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk review the games from around the state. 28-14 Warren, 4:40 left to go. Ellery will kick off from our left to right. What an absolutely perfect night for high school football. Reed and Harmon back deep, both standing at the 10-yard line. Ellery runs up to the ball, and he's going to punch it down the field, and it's going to bounce and bounce and bounce. Oh, it ran into Robbie Strawn, and Strawn somehow is able to keep that in his possession. That ball was going to go through his legs, and I think he just tightened up his legs and kept it right there with him.
I need to see if he could play some shortstop.
I was going to say. or be a catcher.
Or a catcher.
All right, 4:39 left. Again, Warsaw, if you're throwing it every down, you have a chance to get back in the game. That's not what Warsaw is. You know that. They haven't been that for 8 years. So the goal here is to go down and score. And you may have just lost your chance to win the game, but they've had a terrific offensive second half, and let's see if they can keep that going. This is not a meaningless drive. This drive matters a lot. Wideouts on either side, wings on either side. And it looks like Duncan in the backfield. Back to throw Brock, throwing to the far side, and it's going to be tipped and incomplete. Pass intended for Strawn at the 33-yard line. Covered by Jordan Adams, one of their five defensive backs. Second down and 10.
You say that, and then the first play is a drop back pass.
I know.
Which we rarely see.
Well, you know, it's just one of those things, right?
Yeah.
You can't be right every time
right.
to predict what
right.
the play is going to be.
Well, just like on that long run in the third quarter, I'm like, yeah, they got to go to the wide side.
Yeah,
oh, nope, they got to go to the short side.
34 yards on that one.
Yep.
Second and 10. Brock under center. Option play. Hands off up the middle. Brody Duncan with good yardage. Out past the 30. He gets the 31-yard line. It's a gain of 4, and it sets up third down and 6. Third and 6, 2-down territory for Warsaw.
Yeah.
At this point, you just don't want to punt, right?
Right.
The score of this game almost doesn't matter. You just want to play this out and walk off the field going, you know what, that's a really good team,
yep.
and we got better tonight. And I think that that's very possible. It would be really nice if they get at least a couple first downs here. Brock on 3rd and 6, option play, pitches back late, Reed turns upfield, breaks a tackle, got a first down, and goes out of bounds in the process, out to the 41-yard line. It's a gain of 9 on the play and a first down for Warsaw.
Yeah, you're right. If nothing else, like I said, this score alone will turn some heads in this part of the state and certainly get us ready for conference play.
Again, the Tigers were down 21-0 at halftime, and it looked like they were going to get run right off of Fisher Field. But they got the ball to start the third. They went right down and scored, got a 3-and-out, went right back down the field and scored again. But then the Warriors answered with a touchdown to put them up 2 scores. And Brock is going to hand off to Brody Duncan, and he's going to get swallowed up behind the line of scrimmage. Loss of a yard, back to the 39. Timeout Tigers. 3:37 left to play in the game. Warren Central 28, Warsaw 14. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis. Fisher Field, home opener. In a year where Warsaw has 5 home games. Next one is 2 weeks from now. It's the W game, Warsaw and Wallasee. Next week will be at Goshen. Tigers trailing 28-14 to Warren Central, 3:37 left to go in the fourth quarter. From their own 39, there's the whistle to resume play, and Brock goes under center. Quentin takes a snap, play action fake, going to be hit as he throws, got a man wide open, Tucker Reed at the 50, at the 45, and out of bounds at the 43-yard line. 28 yards to the pitch and catch. He was wide open again, Andy.
Yep.
First down, Warsaw.
Great play action there by Quentin. And like he's wide open. And you said it earlier, like the time's going to become our enemy here. But, man, this drive is going very, very well, and the Tigers can definitely build off this one.
2 wide outs, both to the right, which is the wide side of the field. Duncan is the fullback behind Brock. And they blew the – they said that the clock stopped as Brock takes the – snap and rolls to his left and gets pushed out of bounds. And then we have some pushing and shoving after the play. The defender on that play, who was Farrell Wilson for Warren Central, followed Quinton well past the sideline, and one of the Warsaw coaches got in the middle and said, go back out there.
Did you see why?
Yes.
Quinton had a great stiff arm there.
Yes, he did.
About 5 yards, just right on the face mask, didn't grab it, just pushed it.
Gain of 7. I'll never understand why that's not a penalty against the offense. I won't. From the near hash mark, 2nd down and 3. Brock, play action fake, going to be chased around, trying to get rid of it, and he throws it up into an empty area. It's going to be incomplete. Is there going to be... They're having a conversation. There was a Tiger receiver down the field and no grounding. So it'll be 3rd down and 4. 3rd down and 3.
Yeah, he was outside the tackle box and the ball did go across the line of scrimmage. But
they were going for the old enchilada there.
Yeah.
Strong on a fly pattern up the sidelines. 3rd down and 4 with 2:56 left to play again. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats, try of the game, play of the game, all coming up. Tight formation here for the Tigers. Strawn is the one wide out on 3rd down and 4. And they're going to run the option play to the right. They're going to pitch it to Reed. Reed slips, turns upfield, got a 1st down. Inside the 30-yard line, down to the 29-yard line. 7 more yards on the pitch by Brock to Tucker Reed. And Tucker turns the corner, gets a 1st down inside the 30. Clock runs again, 2:43 left to go. Warsaw down by 14. They were down 21-0 at halftime and have fought their way back to where they had the ball with a chance to go down and tie the game. From the far hash mark, wide side of the field is left. Got to pitch it back. Here comes Harmon. He's going to get hit. He's going to be thrown for a loss. Back at the 31-yard line, Jelani Reed on the stop. For Warren Central, a loss of 2. It's 2nd down and 12. Timeout Tigers. 2:10 left to play in the game. Warsaw down 28-14. When we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 2nd down and 12 for the Tigers after their final timeout. Trailing 28-14. Again, this is wonderful 2-minute drill kind of preparation that you cannot simulate in practice.
Cannot.
Against probably the best defense Warsaw will face this season. Brock from the 31. Takes the snap, drops back, pressure coming, throws it up the far or near sidelines. It's going to be batted down. Tucker Reed didn't think he could catch it, so he was going to make sure nobody
did.
That's
right.
And it's 3rd down and 11.
That's exactly what happened there. Like, I can't catch it, and you're not going to catch it.
And the truth is, the defender had not read the ball well.
Right.
He had overrun it. If Tucker could have stopped and jumped, he could have caught it.
Yep.
And if he'd have caught it, he would have scored because the defender fell down.
I think you're right. Yep.
3rd down and 11 with 2:05 left. Again, the Tigers out of timeouts. Owens and Strawn are to the right. Wings on either side. Fitzpatrick in the backfield. Brock under center, takes the snap, option play left, and he's going to keep it, and he's going to wish he'd pitched it. It's a loss of a yard back to the 32-yard line, and now it's going to be 4th down and 12.
Yeah, he faked the pitch there, but you're right. I think if he could take that one back, he would have pitched. It probably wouldn't have gone for a whole lot more, but there were probably 5 Warren Central defenders there.
So it's 4th down. The Tigers will have to get 13 yards on this play, or Warren Central can take over and run out the clock, which is down to 1:30. Again, the Tigers are out of timeouts. And now Warren Central is going to take a timeout. Warren Central didn't like something about the way they were lined. Oh, and look at their defensive coaches are out there and quite upset about that situation. Corey Clark is their defensive coordinator. And he was very animated when he came off the sidelines.
Sure was.
There was a purpose to who he was going to talk to and what he was about to say.
You know, it's the same thing for Warren Central. You know, you've already given up 14 points to Warsaw. They don't want that to be 20 or 21 or 22.
No. Well, look, if Warsaw scores in the next play and kicks it or goes for two, and onside kicks it and recovers it, Warsaw still has a chance to win the game.
That's true.
This is still a game.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying there's a chance. Great to have you with us. If you're traveling, please be safe. If you're headed to the Blueberry Festival this weekend, enjoy that. Being in Argus and going to the Blueberry Festival is one of the joys of my youth. Really, really enjoyed that. Just the number of people, and then you realize from where they came from for that event, it's a pretty
That's
big
crazy.
Deal. It is. Thousands, literally, and with the weather, the way it's going to be weekend.
For sure.
Hundreds of thousands of people by the time they're done. Fourth and 13 for Warsaw from the Warren 32-yard line. Brock pitches back to Reed. Reed's going to throw it. Nope, he's going to take off and run with it. Ran into his own guy and stumbles and goes down at the 30-yard line. Now mark him to the 29. It's a gain of three, but that's where the drive and the game will end for Warsaw with 1:19 to go. Warren Central takes over on downs.
Good play call. I like the play design. Just Tucker just kind of saw that there was nobody really open. He thought he'd kind of tuck it and run and kind of ran out of room there and slipped and fell. If he could have kept on his feet, I think he had some green turf in front of him. But as it is, it's first and 10 for Warren Central on 30-yard line, and probably, more than likely, we'll take a couple knees and we'll be out of here.
Warsaw cannot stop the clock. And frankly, Warren should want to. They're in the victory formation. Yep. They wanted to do this. It's a long bus ride home.
We did it last year.
We did. Quillen, who's gone almost the entire way at quarterback, takes the snap, takes a knee. The clock will run down to 1:15 left. And the locals will start to head for home. The Warren Central fans across the way are happy. And they should be. They've got a really talented football team.
That they do.
Warren Central will have to snap it two more times. Or no. No, they won't.
Nope, just one more.
They'll have to snap it one more time after the clock goes past 40. It's at 50 right now. Well, Warsaw, after some early adversity, showed some grit.
Yep.
Got themselves back in the football game. Assuming no injuries, they got better tonight. There's the knee.
Absolutely.
There's your ball game. Warren Central has come into Kosciuszko County for the first time ever, and they've beaten the Warsaw Tigers by a final score of 28-14. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw.